Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now.
Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Friday, May 7th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, the Wauchula Police Department is currently looking for missing adult Jalen Rodriguez. Jalen was last seen on May 5th at 5 p.m. in the Wauchula area. If you have any information regarding the whereabouts of Jalen, please contact the Wauchula Police Department at 863-773-3265 or your local law enforcement agency. And an area of Ohio Street between West Main Street and Palmetto Street will be closed today until 4 p.m. for water and sewer taps. Local traffic only can enter from the north. Please take necessary precautions for our workers in the area. Your local events, the Send Me Mission's 10th annual 5K run and walk is today, May 7th. Check-in starts at 5:30 p.m. with multiple races and events throughout the evening, including a kids' half-mile dash and one-mile fun run. It's at historic downtown Wauchula, 417 West Main Street. For more information, call Jamie at 863-800-9654. And we do have some special information that came in for this event. Race coordinators ask that those living along the route keep their pets tied up in a fenced-in area or inside their homes during the duration of the race, which will be from 6 to 8:30 p.m. This is a safety precaution for both pets and runners. Any drivers along these roads are also being asked to drive cautiously and watch out for runners and walkers. The City of Wauchula Police Department will escort the participants, including the first runner and the last walker. And do you have a teen driver or a child who will soon be a teen driver? The Wauchula Police Department will be hosting a teen driving education class on Saturday, May 22nd from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Wauchula Train Depot, 135 East Main Street. If interested, please RSVP with Lieutenant T. Fort by calling 863-773-3265, or you can email tfort@wauchulapolice.com. That's T-F-O-R-T at wauchulapolice.com. Your jobs here in the area, Z Networks is looking for an underground utility worker. U.S. work authorization is required. Innovar Structures is looking for painters, a high school diploma or GED, a driver's license, and 5 years of painting experience are required. And Allstate Paving and Site Development is looking for an equipment operator. English fluency is preferred and a driver's license plus 3 years of heavy equipment operation are required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. Your weather conditions cleared. The temperature is 79 degrees Fahrenheit. Dew point of 52. Relative humidity 39%. Winds from the northwest at 7, gusting to 17 miles per hour. Visibility is 10 miles, and the altimeter read 30.06 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:26 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Boaters use caution on area lakes. Today, sunny, highs in the upper 80s. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clear, lows in the upper 50s. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday, sunny, highs in the upper 80s. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, and Saturday night clear, lows in the mid 60s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Looking ahead as well, Sunday and Sunday night sunny and mostly clear with highs in the lower 90s and lows in the upper 60s, southeast winds ranging from 5 to 10 miles per hour with occasional gusts. So it's going to be a great clear and comfortable weekend, I would say. So make sure head on out, have some fun, but stay safe, physical distance, and wear your mask as well. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast for you. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. On May 1st, a ban on outdoor burning began in 54 Georgia counties, primarily in the north half of the state. MorningAgClips.com reports residents are asked to refrain from burning yard and land clearing debris during the hot summer months because smoke can negatively impact the state's air quality. Campfires and barbecues are exempt from the ban. The federal government is facing another lawsuit over the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 and the provision that aids farmers of color. A group of farmers from Wisconsin, Minnesota, South Dakota, Illinois, and Ohio filed a suit alleging they're ineligible for COVID-19 stimulus loan forgiveness because they're white. They argue, according to AgWeb.com, the Biden administration's stimulus plan only provides loan forgiveness to socially disadvantaged farmers and ranchers defined as Black, American Indian, Hispanic, or Pacific Islander, violating white farmers' constitutional rights. U.S. beef gained greater access to the European Union in 2020 through a country-specific quota aimed at allowing more U.S. products in at zero duty. But with most U.S. beef cuts traditionally consumed in Europe's food service and hospitality sectors, the U.S. struggled to fully capitalize due to widespread restrictions. U.S. Meat Export Federation's Yuri Barutkin says the silver lining is that European distributors made more U.S. beef available to the retail sector, where it captured the attention of European consumers.
Whether I'm welding or cutting, the most important thing for me is to be comfortable with superb visual acuity. I prefer the original Pancake brand welding hoods with their auto darkening feature. Original Pancake brand welding hoods are priced right, lightweight, with a comfortable fit. For almost 60 years, pipeline welders, farms, and other small businesses have relied on the custom fitting hoods from Original Pancake brand welding hoods. To learn more, go to opbwh.com. That's opbwh.com.
The best value in pasture hornfly control just got better. Altacet IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where hornflies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacet IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacet IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit altacetigr.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. CitrusIndustry.net is reporting that HLB-resistant citrus crops might not be far off, as a new research project is aimed at combating the disease. HLB, or citrus greening disease, is one of the most destructive diseases of citrus worldwide. The disease, originally from China, was first discovered in the United States in 2005. HLB continues to impact Florida citrus crops as well as crops in California and throughout the world. While there is no cure for HLB, the University of Florida's Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences, along with other land-grant colleges like Texas A&M and Washington State, are developing citrus cultivars that are resistant to the disease. Researchers from the University of California's Riverside have been breeding citrus varieties using several Australian cultivars which show high resistance to HLB. The hope is that these cultivars will be just as profitable as current citrus varieties. The study, in the beginning of its three-year phase, will also be working with several Florida citrus growers to test the cultivars as well as figuring out best management practices for improving the growing conditions of citrus. For more resources and for other great information, check out the University of Florida's All In for Citrus podcast. Just search for All In for Citrus on your favorite podcast app.
The best value in pasture hornfly control just got better. Altaset IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where hornflies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altaset IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altaset IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit altasetigr.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
Tune in to Tennessee August 10th through 12th, 2021 for the largest trade show for the cattle industry. The NCBA Trade Show has all of the products and services you need to increase the profitability of your operation. The show will have over 350 exhibiting companies with over 7 acres of displays. Admission to the show includes education sessions, live cattle handling demonstrations, and a whole lot of fun. This is the show for anyone in the cattle business. Visit convention.ncba.org for all the details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Payrolls did grow last month, but not by as much as expected. 266,000 jobs added, the unemployment rate rising from 6 to 6.1%.
The number of jobs added last month is sharply lower than in March, and a sign that some businesses are struggling to find enough workers as the economic recovery strengthens. With viral cases declining and states and localities easing restrictions, businesses have added jobs for 4 straight months. Still, the unemployment rate ticked up to 6.1% from 6% in March.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Factory production and exports increased sharply in Germany in March. Bodes well for the second quarter in Europe's biggest economy, struggling to emerge from the coronavirus pandemic. Peloton says a recall of its treadmills will shrink its revenue by $165 million in the current quarter. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. We're going to start in the NBA, where the Clippers used a balanced scoring attack yesterday to rout the Lakers.
Paul George led a group of 7 Clippers that scored in double figures in a 118-94 rout over a Lakers team minus LeBron James. George finished with 24 points. Kawhi Leonard added 15. With the win, the Clips move into the number 3 spot in the Western Conference playoff race. Lakers star Anthony Davis played only 9 minutes and scored 4 points before leaving with back spasms. Kyle Kuzma led the team with 25 points. I'm Mark Myers.
Around the rest of the league yesterday, it was the Bulls over Charlotte 120-99. Dallas got the better of Brooklyn 113-109. Pistons 111, Memphis 97, the Pacers downed Atlanta 133-126, Washington over Toronto 131-129. This is SRN Sports. One more NBA tally from yesterday, the Golden State Warriors beat Oklahoma City 118-97. Moving on to Major League Baseball, in the American League yesterday, it was the Astros over the Yankees 7-4, Texas 4, Minnesota 3. The Indians shut out Kansas City 4-0, it was Boston 12 and Detroit 9. Toronto 10, A's 4, Tampa Bay over the Angels 8-3. In the National League, just 4 games yesterday. The Phillies won one of them, beating Milwaukee 2-0. Mets 4, Cardinals 1, Atlanta over the Nationals 3-2, Miami over Arizona 3-1. In the National Hockey League yesterday, the Devils beat the Islanders 2-1. It was Pittsburgh blasting Buffalo 8-4. Toronto 5, Montreal 2. The Bruins defeated the Rangers 4-0. The Chicago Blackhawks needed overtime to stop Carolina 2-1. It was Vancouver 6 and the Edmonton Oilers 3. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. And no other bank deserves that title than our own First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: never ask your dad if he can explain what a solar eclipse is, because all he'll say is, "No, son." Tune in not tomorrow, but Friday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day and a great weekend, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.